May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I'm really loving living in Seguin. It's an awesome town. And after fighting Houston traffic for 2 years, you have no idea how happy I am that it only takes 5 minutes to get pretty much anywhere in this town. But one thing I did love about living in Houston was that I lived only a few minutes from my godchildren. Excuse me. There's Eva, who just had a Wonder Woman-themed tea party to celebrate her 5th birthday. And then Wendell, who is 2.5 years old and loves dinosaurs. And then Silas, who is just 3 months old and loves napping. I spent many of my evenings at their house, eating dinner, playing games, coloring, and then, inevitably, came that dreaded hour, bedtime. Eva and Wendell would be happily playing, smiling, and laughing, and then, without fail, as soon as their parents announced that it was time to go to bed, chaos broke loose. Wendell would throw himself theatrically onto the ground, back arching, tears streaming. Eva would cross her arms and stomp her feet and argue for more playtime. Even little baby Silas would join in the crying sometimes. For my godchildren, like most children, asking them to stop playing and go to sleep was the worst thing you could ask them to do. Of course, we all know what happens if they don't go to bed at a reasonable hour. They wake up exhausted and grouchy. They don't have enough energy to make it through school or daycare. The whole rhythm of their day gets thrown off, and so does yours. Ultimately, kids are happier when they get a good night's sleep, even if they aren't too happy about it when bedtime rolls around. It makes for better health, better moods, and better days. When it comes to the children we love, it's pretty clear that discipline is a good thing. It is an act of love. When we ask for obedience from children, we are trying to do what is best for them. We make them hold our hand in the parking lot because we don't want them to run into the street. We ask them to do their homework because we want them to learn. We make them wear their seatbelts because we want them to be safe. But as adults, we often forget that we need discipline and obedience as well. This is what the Apostle Paul is talking about in our lesson from Romans. He says, "You are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness." In other words, we can choose to obey our impulses and our selfish desires, which leads to death, to unhappiness, to poor spiritual health. Or we can choose to obey God and do what God asks of us, which leads to righteousness and abundant life. Obeying God leads to abundant life because God does not just make commandments arbitrarily on a whim. Rather, God commands what is good for us because it is good for us. Too often, God is incorrectly portrayed as an angry authority figure in the sky, handing down rules that we must obey blindly in order to get into heaven after we die. But this completely misses the mark. Like a loving parent, God asks us to obey his commandments because he loves us and knows what is good for us. Because he wants us to start living that abundant life, not just after we die, but here and now on earth. Obeying God, following the teachings of Jesus, leads to a rich and rewarding life, a life that is not just good for God or good for others, but good for ourselves. Once we understand that, then learning what God wants for us, learning how to be obedient to Christ, is not an unpleasant chore that we do because we feel like we have to. Instead, it is a joyful partnership with God, a lifelong learning process in which we allow God to shape and mold us into the beloved children he would have us become. This is what Paul is talking about in our Romans passage when he talks about being obedient from the heart. Once you taste and see that the Lord is good, as the Bible says, once you trust that God really does have your best interest at heart, and you begin to hand over your life, your habits, your choices to God, then obedience is a gift and a blessing, not a burden. So if we know and believe that obedience to God is a good and desirable thing, then how do we do it? How do we learn to be more and more obedient from the heart? We listen. And how do we listen to God? We pray. We study the Bible. We journal. We sit quietly in nature. We come to church. We read books and listen to podcasts. One Christian ethicist named Herbert McCabe said, "To obey is first of all to learn something." If we are to be obedient from the heart, we first must listen and learn. Listen for what God is asking us to do, and learn what kind of life God desires for us and why. Listening to God is a daily habit that we practice our whole lives long. What kind of practice could you incorporate into your day that would give you an opportunity to pause and listen to God? Let's practice together listening and learning from God so that we can become, as Paul says, obedient from the heart. Amen.